In 1 year, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made dramatic changes to the country's public health system. He has cut vaccine funding, reduced the number of federally recommended childhood vaccines, and laid off thousands of employees at the Department of Health and Human Services. It's all part of his Make America Healthy Again mission.
I'm proud that President Trump has appointed me to the position of trust to carry out his agenda to make America healthy again. This is the mission that President Trump and I hold in common, and that has inspired a tectonic outpouring of enthusiasm and support from the American people.
That is Kennedy speaking in February of last year after his confirmation. Along with President Trump, he's made promises to their base as well. Here is Kennedy in September 2024.
With a mass movement behind us, President Trump and I are going to transform our food system. We're going to get the chemicals out of the water, out of our air, out of the food, and out of the soils.
Kennedy spent much of his career as an environmental lawyer fighting against glyphosate. That's the pesticide used in Roundup. In 2018, he won a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the maker of Roundup, arguing that the weed killer likely caused his client's cancer. Then, last week, Trump issued an executive order clearing a path for the U.S. to produce more of it domestically. And in a lengthy response on social media, Kennedy defended the order, saying, quote, President Trump did not build our current system, he inherited it.
I was outraged. I was actually sick to my stomach when I saw this executive order. It was basically a love letter to glyphosate.
That's Zen Honeycutt, the founder and executive director of Moms Across America on CNN.
I had hoped because Kennedy was brought on into the administration and fought glyphosate and won, that perhaps glyphosate would be banned, as it should be.
Consider this, a herbicide is putting Kennedy and his MAHA supporters at odds. From NPR, I'm Juana Summers. It's Consider This from NPR. Make America Healthy Again supporters are angry, and it's putting Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in a tough spot between his boss and his fans. Here's why. Last week, President Trump issued an executive order to increase domestic production of glyphosate, which is commonly used as a weed killer. You might know it by the brand name Roundup, and it immediately ignited an uproar in the MAHA movement. Kennedy and his base have long believed glyphosate is a health risk, but now Kennedy says he supports Trump's order. So is this the beginning of a fallout between Trump and some members of his base? Joining me now to talk about all of this is Helena Bottomiller-Evich. She's founder and editor-in-chief of the Food Fix newsletter. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so just for starters, is this a fallout, a strain in the relationship, or how would you describe what is happening right now between MAHA and Trump?
So I don't yet see this as a full-blown divorce, but we are definitely seeing a marital spat, and it's all happening in the public. So key MAHA advocates and activists are really upset about this order, and they're being very vocal about it. It is all happening in full view on social media, but they are still holding out hope that this administration will kind of bend to the MAHA agenda and keep moving forward. So it's not a full fallout, but it is a very messy moment.
Okay, so glyphosate, which is an active ingredient in Roundup, as we mentioned, is at the center of this very sort of public messy spat. Why is it such a cornerstone to the MAHA agenda?
So I think MAHA at its core is really a concern about chronic disease. And there's a lot of different ways that people plug into this. Some of the MAHA moms that you'll hear about are concerned about vaccines. Some of them are concerned about environmental toxins. They're concerned about microplastics. Pesticides is one of those kind of core concerns. And that's where glyphosate falls into this. It's the most commonly used herbicide in the U.S. It is really a pillar of the current agricultural system. And a lot of MAHA moms want to see it dramatically reduced or even banned. And that has set up this conflict. We have an administration that is decidedly more deregulatory. They want to be more industry friendly. They certainly want to, you know, stay friends with the agriculture industry. And this is really a big point of conflict.
And as I understand it, the science on glyphosate is pretty complicated. There's strong evidence for an association between the chemical and diseases like lymphoma and Parkinson's, but the level of exposure matters a lot. Is that right?
So there is a really active debate in this space. The EPA has long maintained that glyphosate doesn't present a public health risk. EPA has ruled that glyphosate is not likely to be a carcinogen. The International Agency for Research on Cancer, which is more commonly known as IARC, that's part of the World Health Organization, they ruled that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic. That was mainly looking at animal studies. One of the key studies that everyone has long pointed to sort of back up the safety of glyphosate, however, was recently retracted. And that has thrown up this red flag and I think really fueled even more MAHA concern that there are reasons to think that glyphosate might be contributing to cancer. Juries in the U.S. have awarded billions of dollars to individuals who believe their cancer cases were caused by glyphosate. And Bayer, which makes glyphosate, is now under tremendous pressure in the courts.
Back in 2018, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. won a multi-million dollar lawsuit against the maker of Roundup, arguing that the weed killer likely caused his client's cancer. So why do you think it is that he is now moving to fall in line with President Trump's plan to produce more of it in the United States?
So what Kennedy has said publicly is that he personally believes that glyphosate does cause cancer. That is not the Trump administration's official position, to be very clear. He has backed the president's executive order here, basically saying, look, we are currently dependent on glyphosate. Like, the U.S. agricultural system currently relies on this, and we can't just walk away from it. It would be disastrous. He backs up the idea that we need to produce more domestically for national security reasons. This, however, has made, the MAHA moms, the MAHA advocates are absolutely furious over his defense of this executive order. If you dive a little bit more into what he said publicly recently, he has said that he believes the U.S. needs to transition away from using glyphosate, but we have to do so slowly. I think one of the key questions here for me as a policy reporter is like whether or not the Trump administration is actually going to come up with a plan to do that. That would still be a very controversial idea, and I've seen no evidence that we are actually moving in that direction. So it remains a really key point of tension within the MAHA movement and within the Trump administration.
To your mind, Helena, is glyphosate the most contentious point, or is it just the loudest when it comes to President Trump and the seeming rift with the MAHA base?
I think it's all ripping open right now because of this executive order and also the tremendous litigation pressure that Bayer is under. There's also a case that is going before the Supreme Court in April, basically trying to decide whether or not like EPA and should have the final say on the safety of glyphosate and whether we should have federal preemption or whether a lot of the liability that Bayer has faced will stand. So basically, they're trying to stem the tide of these lawsuits. So far, the Trump administration has been on the side of Bayer, and MAHA advocates are actually now planning a rally outside of the Supreme Court the day that the first oral arguments are being heard. And so this is going to continue to be a very big conflict that's going to happen publicly. Within the Trump administration, we've seen most of their MAHA wins and most of the MAHA rhetoric so far going after the food industry. So they're talking about, you know, trying to phase out artificial dyes. They're trying to get more states to ban soda from SNAP. They are focused a lot on the rhetoric against the food industry, but the agriculture side, the politics are much trickier. And so I think we are going to continue to see this as a point of conflict. And this matters a lot because we're facing down the midterms, and Republicans want to keep this MAHA voting bloc as part of their coalition going into the midterms.
I know that you have been spending some time reading and hearing from members of this group. Based on what you know and what you've learned, how do you think this might end?
I really don't know where all of this is headed, but I think the big central question at the heart of all of this is whether a deregulatory sort of traditional Republican stance can square with what the MAHA movement fundamentally is asking for, which is a crackdown on toxins in the environment, toxins in the food supply. And this seems to be the kind of the crash course that that we are now on and that we are now seeing unfold. I think we're going to continue to see a lot of noise on this. The MAHA movement, the grassroots, is pushing back hard on the administration, and they are hoping that at the end of the day, Kennedy and the noise that they make on the outside can maybe shift the Trump administration in their direction. I don't know that that will work, but that is what they are hoping for.
Helena Bottomeller-Evich is founder and editor-in-chief of the Food Fix newsletter. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
This episode was produced by Karen Zamora with audio engineering by Ted Mebane. It was edited by Sarah Handel. Our executive producer is Sammy Yenigan. Thanks to our Consider This Plus listeners who support the work of NPR journalists and help keep public radio strong. Supporters also hear every episode without messages from sponsors and unlock bonus episodes of Consider This. Learn more at plus.npr.org. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Juana Summers.